This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So if you're leading a B2B service business, could be consulting, IT, specialized law, even high-end home services, maybe you know this challenge. Referrals are great, fantastic even, but, well, they aren't exactly predictable for growth, are they?
No, not scalable.
Right. So today, our mission is really about moving your digital ads, specifically Google Ads, beyond just random traffic. We want to build a system, a predictable one, for getting those high-value enterprise-level leads coming in.
That's exactly the pivot we're talking about. We're diving into the specific tactics you need to shift Google Ads from just, you know, getting clicks to consistently landing those really valuable accounts.
And the core problem, the one our sources keep hitting on, is what?
It's pretty straightforward, really. It's waste to budget. Huge amounts of Google Ads spend just evaporating because the targeting is off. You get volume, sure, clicks, traffic, but it's not the right traffic. It's not the kind that turns into, you know, profitable long-term clients.
Okay, so we're talking directly to you, the CEO or the growth lead, who's maybe looking at those monthly ad reports and seeing decent volume numbers, but the ROI, it's just not there.
Exactly. You need prospects who actually match your ideal customer profile, your ICP. You need precision advertising, not just making noise online.
And when businesses don't get that precision, they end up, what did the sources call it? Fishing with a wide net.
Yeah, that's the analogy. Fishing with a wide net. And it sounds okay, right? Catch everything. But in B2B advertising, it leads to some serious problems. Leads that cost way too much, soak up sales time, and frankly, rarely close.
Okay, let's diagnose this. So you're casting this wide net. What are the, say, three big pain points that hit a leader who's focused on data and the bottom line?
Well, the first one, and it's maybe the most damaging, is just low conversion rates. But it's tied directly to wasted sales effort. Because when you target too broadly, your highly skilled, often highly paid sales team ends up acting like filters. They spend their days sifting through leads who have no real budget, or they aren't the decision maker, or they don't even have the right kind of problem your service solves.
Right. So it's not just wasted ad spend, it's wasted payroll and
morale. Salespeople want to close deals, not just qualify endless streams of mismatched leads. Plus, there's the opportunity cost. While they're tied up with someone who is never going to buy, a real prospect might slip away.
That's a really critical point, the hidden cost of diverting your best people.
Precisely. And that flows right into the second big issue, a seriously inflated cost per acquisition, or CPA.
Because you're paying for all those useless clicks.
Exactly. You're paying Google for every click, whether it's from a potential enterprise client or, you know, a student doing research or someone looking for a completely different low-end service. If you're that complex B2B compliance firm we mentioned, but your budget's getting eaten by clicks from folks wanting free advice,
then the cost to acquire that one actual enterprise client looks astronomical.
Astronomical. It makes the entire marketing effort look inefficient, even if parts of it are working okay.
Okay, so high CPA, low conversion rates.
Yeah.
That must make reporting a nightmare, trying to justify the spend.
That's the third pain point. Vague reporting. Without really clear, precise targeting and tracking from the get-go, you just can't reliably attribute revenue. You know, you spent, say, $50 last month on Google Ads, but can you confidently say which keywords, which audiences, which clicks led to that big $100K deal versus the ones that just filled out a form and disappeared?
Probably not with much certainty.
Right. And if you want to scale predictably, you absolutely need that clear line of sight. You need visibility into exactly what drives those high-value clients.
Okay, let's unpack this then. If we agree that the goal here has to be transparency, data-driven results, no more vague promises, we need a strategic shift.
We do.
And the solution, as our sources put it, is ditching that wide net and becoming more like a highly skilled hunter.
Yeah. Exactly. Targeting specific opportunities with expert precision. And this is where we really start leveraging the deeper capabilities within Google Ads. This isn't just about fiddling with bids anymore. It's more like an engineering challenge.
Engineering. Okay.
Yeah. We rely on what we can think of as four key pillars for precision Google Ads targeting, specifically designed to find and attract those enterprise-level prospects.
All right, let's break them down. Where do we start? The foundation, I guess. Keywords. So pillar one, hyper-specific keyword research.
Yes. And this is where a lot of businesses stumble because they still kind of treat Google Ads like the Yellow Pages online. Mm-hmm. Just list your service.
Generic terms. Yeah.
That's the mindset to ditch. We have to go way beyond that. Think about the language an executive uses versus, say, a general consumer or a small business owner.
Give me an example.
Okay, so if you sell sophisticated IT security solutions, a low-intent generic search might be something like best antivirus software. Pretty broad. But a high-intent enterprise-level search term, that might look like cloud security infrastructure migration strategy for SOC2 compliance.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. That's worlds apart.
Worlds apart. Mm-hmm. The second searcher isn't just kicking tires. They have a specific, complex, likely high-cost problem. They've probably done homework. They're actively looking for a specialized solution provider.
So you're focusing heavily on these long-tail keywords, industry jargon.
Absolutely. Long-tail keywords, very specific industry terminology that signals real intent from actual decision makers. And we also look at competitor terms sometimes.
Targeting competitor.
Yeah, what's sometimes called competitive conquesting. Targeting specific brand names of competitors, especially if it indicates the searcher is already comparing options at the enterprise level. They're in the market comparing you against company X.
But hang on, if you focus that narrowly, aren't you potentially missing out? Like, what about prospects who fit the profile but use slightly different terms you hadn't thought of? Is there a trade-off?
There's always a trade-off between volume and quality, right? But the sources we looked at consistently argue that for high-value B2B services, this trade-off is almost always worth making.
Because one good client is worth.
Exactly. One high-value enterprise client can easily offset the revenue from hundreds, maybe thousands, of those low-intent cheap clicks you missed. The strategy isn't just finding anyone who needs a service like yours. It's finding that small, specific group who needs your high-end service and, crucially, has the budget and authority to buy it.
Okay, that makes sense. It's about efficiency of spend, ultimately, which leads nicely into pillar two, audience segmentation and layering. Because having the perfect keyword is great, but you still need to ensure the right person sees the ad, right? Not just anywhere searching that term.
This is where it gets really powerful. This is the layering aspect. We use Google's more advanced audience targeting features to filter out, well, the noise.
Like what specifically?
We lean heavily on things like custom intent audiences. These are audiences you essentially build by telling Google, find people who recently searched for these specific long tail terms or visited these types of websites, maybe competitor sites or key industry publications. It shows active research in your specific niche.
So you're adding another layer of qualification on top of the keyword itself.
Precisely. And we combine that with in-market audiences. These are segments Google has already identified as being actively in the market, researching solutions like yours right now.
Okay, so intent signals plus market signals.
And then for the sharpest B2B focus, we often bring in account-based marketing techniques or ABM.
ABM within Google Ads, how does that work?
It means you take your list of target accounts, mm-hmm. You know, the actual companies you really want to land, and you can use features like Customer Match to upload lists of work emails or even company domains.
So you're literally telling Google, show my ad for this keyword, but only if the searcher is also on this list of target companies or has shown these intent signals.
That's the idea. You're creating these highly specific intersections. Now, with privacy changes, things like Customer Match rely on user consent, and match rates aren't always 100%. But when it works,
the quality must be incredible.
It's incredibly precise. You're ensuring your message, your expensive, carefully crafted message, reaches the CFO or the head of operations or whoever the actual decision maker is at that target company, not just, you know, an intern doing broad research.
Wow. Okay, so if you're going to that level of precision and targeting, the message itself has to match, right? Which brings us to pillar three, compelling ad copy and dedicated landing pages. You can't just serve up a generic ad here.
Absolutely not. Total waste if you do. The ad copy needs, let's call it strategic alignment. It has to speak directly to the big picture goals, the strategic pains of those enterprise leaders.
Not just features.
Forget features almost. Your message needs to evolve from we offer service X to something like we help you mitigate regulatory risk or we unlock significant operational efficiencies for businesses like yours. It has to hit their buying criteria, ROI, risk reduction, long-term stability, strategic advantage.
It sounds like more effort goes into engineering the audience and crafting that very specific message than just, you know, writing a bunch of ads like we used to.
That's often the reality in high-stakes B2B, yeah. Yes. And then that click, that very expensive, highly qualified click, needs an equally high-value place to land.
The landing page experience.
Cannot be generic. It needs to be tailored, ideally, to the specific pain point or solution mentioned in the ad they clicked. It must immediately reinforce that you understand their world.
What does that look like practically?
It means providing relevant case studies right there. Here's how we solved this exact problem for a company like yours. Detailed solution breakdowns, not just bullet points. And really clear calls to action, but maybe not just buy now. For enterprise, it might be request a strategic assessment or download our enterprise implementation guide, something that respects the longer sales cycle.
So you're not trying to make an instant sale. You're establishing credibility and starting a strategic conversation.
You got it. You're positioning yourself as a potential partner from the very first click.
Okay. One pillar left. Pillar four, geotargeting and exclusions. Sounds maybe more basic, but I guess it's crucial too.
It seems basic, but for enterprise, it's a powerful filter. First, the targeting part. You precisely target the geographic areas where your ideal enterprise clients are actually concentrated. Think financial districts in major cities, specific industrial parks, maybe even radius targeting around known corporate headquarters.
But the exclusion parts, you mentioned that earlier, that sounds key.
It's incredibly strategic, maybe even more so than the targeting sometimes. You actively exclude locations, entire countries you don't serve, states, cities, zip codes, sometimes even specific IP address ranges that, you know, based on data, are highly unlikely to produce a qualified enterprise lead.
So you're cutting off waste before the click even happens.
Immediately. You stop paying for clicks from areas known for low-value inquiries or regions you simply can't service. Think about eliminating clicks from residential areas if you only serve large commercial facilities. It cleans up your traffic instantly and makes your budget work much, much harder. It's a non-negotiable filter, really.
Right. Makes total sense. Okay, so we've built this precise machine. Hyper-specific keywords, layered audiences, tailored messaging, sharp geofencing. Now let's talk payoff. Section three, the outcome. What actually happens once a business puts this kind of rigorous strategy in place? What are the results you see?
Well, the change is usually pretty dramatic. The leads that come in,
yeah,
they're just different. They're not kicking tires. They're highly engaged. They've clearly done some research. They understand the basics of what you do. And crucially, they are much, much closer to making a serious high-value decision.
So translate that into metrics. What does that efficiency look like on the scoreboard for the business?
Okay, first, you almost always see a significant increase in win rates. Simple reason.
Mm-hmm.
Your sales team is spending their time talking to the right people, pre-qualified, high-intent decision makers. So naturally, they close a higher percentage of those conversations.
Better conversations lead to better outcomes.
Exactly. Second, you typically see a measurable reduction in the sales cycle length. These qualified leads, they just require less basic education, less hand-holding. They often know what they need. So the journey from that first contact to becoming a paying client speeds up. That velocity is huge for forecasting and revenue.
Yeah, faster revenue recognition is always good news.
Always. Third, back to the budget. By cutting out all that wasted spending on irrelevant clicks, your ad spend becomes, well, exponentially more efficient. This leads directly to a much lower CPA for acquiring those high-value clients. You're paying for the right eyeballs, not just any eyeballs.
And I guess that all ties back to the reporting issue we talked about earlier.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the ultimate goal for that CEO or growth leader.
Mm.
Crystal clear ROI.
Finally.
Finally. Because you engineered the targeting so precisely, and you have robust tracking setup matching keywords and audiences to the landing pages and CRM entries, you gain this unparalleled visibility. You can actually point and say, that specific keyword targeted at that custom audience generated our last three enterprise deals.
That's the kind of accountability marketing needs.
It transforms marketing from being perceived as just a cost center into a predictable, measurable investment center that drives growth.
So the big takeaway here, the critical pivot, seems to be this shift in mindset. You're not just buying clicks or trying to generate traffic. For serious B2B services, you're investing in starting high-value partnerships.
That's a great way to put it.
And the difference between just, you know, throwing money at Google Ads versus strategically investing in this kind of targeted lead generation.
Mm.
Well, that seems to be the difference between scaling predictably and just staying stuck, relying on hope and random referrals.
It really is. Your business, especially if it's providing high-value B2B services, deserves marketing that consistently delivers those kinds of qualified prospects.
Definitely. Okay, before we wrap up, you usually leave us with something to think about, connecting the technical stuff back to broader strategy.
Yeah, let's connect back to pillar four for a moment, the geotargeting and specifically the exclusions. We talked about how powerful it is to actively define who you don't want to reach, right? Excluding specific locations or types of searchers.
Mm-hmm. Cutting out the waste.
Right. But think about it more broadly. When you're defining your ideal high-value client profile, is the strategic act of exclusion consciously deciding which types of clients, which types of projects, maybe even which industries or geographies you will not pursue, is that act potentially just as critical, maybe even more critical, to your profitability and your sales team's efficiency than the act of deciding who you do want to attract?
Hmm. So defining your anti-ICP almost.
Kind of. Is saying no strategically just as important as saying yes? That's something definitely worth mulling over in your next leadership strategy session. Where does deliberate exclusion fit into your growth plan?
That's a fantastic question to end on, focusing not just on who to chase, but who not to chase. Lots to think about there. Thanks for breaking that down today.
My pleasure. It's crucial stuff.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.